Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to the Traffic Podcast on WOKV. I'm Jacob Pickering here with Mr. Hampton Ray, representative for FDOT District 2. We're talking about some great news today. Hart Bridge construction is now all finally clear. So Hampton, what do you have to say? Did everything go smooth?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were glad that the Hart Bridge is no longer under construction. You know, we're proud of our bridges here in Jacksonville. They are certainly our iconic and a part of our identity. And this project was really important to making sure that the bridge lasts a really long time. We want to maximize our infrastructure dollars and make sure that we're good stewards of taxpayer dollars. So that's why it's important to maintain our bridges and our infrastructure so we can get the best bang for our buck out of every single hard-earned tax dollar that is spent on infrastructure.
Great answer. So do you think now that the Hart Bridge construction is done, do we have any future construction projects already on the books?
We have professional inspectors go out there, and their inspection reports are reviewed by professional engineers. So we do that on every 2 years. We do that. As maintenance issues do come up, we will certainly work to address those as soon as possible. There's nothing currently on the horizon related to the Hart Bridge, but that's why we perform these inspections every 2 years to make sure that infrastructure is as safe as possible for drivers, and then also to make sure that we can maintain them to provide that longevity that we're looking for from our infrastructure, really. And that extends to the roadway, too. You know, we always look to make sure that construction is can be a challenge to drivers. And I mean, you know, as a resident of Jacksonville, we don't have secret FDOT roadways.
Yeah.
That we can take. You know, we drive these roads too, so we certainly understand the construction frustrations that come with that. But it is really important to making sure that we do get that maximum taxpayer dollar to stretch it as far as possible, but to still make sure that our infrastructure is safe.
Yes, of course. So can you give us a brief description of what work was actually done on the bridge?
The Hart Bridge for this project, they replaced some of the wire rope that actually holds up the center span of the bridge. That's different than the Matthews Bridge. You know, the Hart Bridge has the cables, so that's what a few of those cables were replaced as a part of this. They also coated some of the steel structure, so some minor paint work underneath the bridge. And then also they did some drainage work and steel plate rehabilitation, which did require some full bridge closures, which I'm sure you remember. So, you know, we're really glad that this project's over. And also I actually just found out a few minutes ago that the Matthews Bridge is no longer, they just wrapped up their construction last night. So I'm happy to share that with you, you know, now.
Wow, Hampton, that's great news. I'm sure the drivers will be very happy to hear that as well. We've had a lot of bridge closures since the new year. Well, thank you so much for spending the time with us and letting us know about all the new things that are happening over there at the FDOT, and we really appreciate it.
Real quick on the Matthews Bridge, there will be a painting project. It won't impact any traffic, but there will be a painting project for the approach of the bridge. It's all underneath deck level, so it won't impact any traffic, but that's expected to begin probably late March, early April. But for the requirements for the full detour of the bridge, the Matthews Bridge, that project's complete, so they were able to wrap that one up really quick. So just wanted to kind of manage expectations on that for you.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So it looks like the boaters out on the St. John's River will be able to enjoy that new paint job once it's complete. All right, well, we've come to the end of our podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and a big thanks to Hampton for talking with us and giving us all the good news that we love to hear. No more construction, everyone. No more construction. You're listening to WOKV. Get all your traffic updates on air or online. I'm Jacob Pickering.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.